Welcome to the Lucid Ess podcast, where I explore everything, because I believe in the infinite, unbounded potential within each of us. This is Shelley, a fellow seeker and a lover of life's mysteries. I invite you to join me and explore your uncharted depths.
So it's about 2 o'clock in the morning and I can't sleep. It's been a couple of nights of this, so I decided to try to speak my way into a deeper understanding and a release of what I feel like has a hold on me. So I recently made an offer on a home that I really loved, but I didn't understand how much I loved it. I knew it was something that I felt was possible. And so I made an offer and I didn't get the home. I actually made a second offer and still didn't get it. But it's just been nagging and nagging and nagging me. And I have felt a regret that I don't understand. I regret very few things in my life because I can usually look at the situation and see that I truly did my best. And knowing that there really wasn't any other outcome. But this one is different. And a conversation that I had earlier yesterday helped me begin to understand what made this one different. So I'm part of an amazing group of women, and every 2 weeks we get together and practice transparent communication. And it's a unique communication method in that we don't just speak about our thoughts. We also share what we're feeling. And not just feeling as far as emotions, but literally the sensations in the body, meaning we talk about the tightness in the chest or, the electricity in our arms or, the whatever's going on, the pressure in the head. So we stay attuned to our bodies in the very physical, real sense, as well as the emotional body, the feelings, as well as the mental body, the thoughts. And it's a very transparent revealing of oneself. And it's been a beautiful experience over the last year. So in that, we were discussing fear. And as I was talking about my own and exploring the way fear feels in my body, both the physical, emotional, and mental, I began to see how there are fears hidden inside of me that I don't recognize because I've hidden them so well. And what I began to realize is that one of the few ways I have of understanding and seeing these fears is by looking at my behaviors. And when I look at a behavior and I begin to follow it back to its roots, I can ask myself, is this behavior rooted in love? Is it rooted in joy? Is it rooted in fear? That takes me back to my experience of making an offer on a home. When I look back on that, I realize that the offer was rooted somewhat in love, but also in fear. It was like I had a foot in both. And the offer I made was a few thousand dollars less than I could have. And In the end, that made the difference. The other offer that was received, that was accepted, was just a few thousand dollars more than mine. And so I asked myself, why didn't I make the full offer? And some part of me wanted to feel control and safe. And so the way it did that was by withholding a little bit of the fullness of the love that I felt for this place. And that is rooted in fear. For me, anyway, the wanting to control and the wanting to feel safe comes from a place of fear. And I didn't fully see the role that fear was playing in my decision until I've looked back at my behavior. And that is where the regret comes in. I regret that I didn't do all that I could. And that's unusual for me. I generally do, just by nature. So I realize I have a hidden fear in purchasing a home that I so desperately want it to go well, that I'm trying to control it, and I'm trying to make sure that all areas of the decision will be safe, that I will be safe. And I don't know that I can move forward successfully in the ways that I want into a home. And when I say home, if a home for me is not four walls, it's an emotional space, it's a spiritual space, it's a mental space, it's a physical space. It's a space for me to plant roots and grow. I hold home so sacred and I value it so much, and I do have such excitement and love for the possibility of being home, for coming home, that I'm afraid to move forward, to step forward, to risk, you know, to risk letting go and not being in control of myself, not being in control of life, not being in control of even the home that, you know, quote unquote, comes to me or is mine. So I wanted to just get it off, speak it. That's such a powerful thing for me, just to speak it, what I'm experiencing, and share it. And it's my hope that in this, you begin to see in your own life the hidden fears that you carry, the behaviors that you have that are rooted in fear, and begin to find ways, this is my hope for me and for you, that we find ways to loosen those roots that are planted in fear, and slowly or quickly, however you're able, begin to root more in love and in joy and in wonder and in curiosity. I also don't think it's bad to have roots in a place of safety and security, but to understand that control is an illusion. So, and the last thought I have is just to consider your communication with others. How transparent is it? Meaning you may be sharing words that you truly think, and maybe you're sharing some emotions, but are you sharing the depth of the feeling of being in your body in that moment, the physical sensations? Are you attuned to yourself in such a way And are you accessible? Are you accessible to yourself? Do you have access to yourself? Do you allow others to have access to yourself? And to what depth and in what ways? They're all valid questions in any relationship, and it will be different for all of them. So I hope you all are deeply asleep right now, and that's where I hope I'm headed to. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for exploring with me on the Lucidess podcast. It is my hope that you discovered new wisdom within yourself and are inspired to live your unique strokes of genius.